you very much, Mr. President. Excuse me. Good afternoon. So I will be presenting for the subprogram 3 on international trade and commodities. I would like to start with a very brief introduction. Against the backdrop of cascading crises, including climate change, biodiversity loss, pollution, and rising geopolitical concerns, the international trading environment is deteriorating and multilateralism is under growing pressure. Industrial policies and trade measures increasingly prioritize national policy objectives without due consideration for their impact on global cooperation frameworks and development objectives. Sorry. This interconnected crisis not only casts a shadow over the attainment of the Sustainable Development Agenda, but also underscores the urgency of a revitalized policy dialogue and concrete actions aimed at fostering a more equitable international trading system that aligns with our development aspirations. In line with this objective, the subprogram will continue to make specific contributions to ensure that international trade and commodities enable the economic diversification, sustainable and resilient economy, and multilateralism transformations needed to create a more inclusive, resilient, sustainable, and prosperous world through the participation of all member states. With the role of trade being central in addressing climate change, the energy transition, and tackling carbon emissions, the subprogram will further focus on making trade policies part of the climate change solution. So what you are seeing currently, of course, are some of the highlights in what refers to the paragraphs of the Bridgetown Covenant and the reference to the four transformational areas. So transforming economies through diversification, transforming to a more sustainable and resilient economy, transforming how development is financed, and transforming multilateralism. They cover, of course, as I said, just a sample of some of the areas that correspond to programs of work under this division: trade and gender, analysis of trade trends, so trade analysis, competition and consumer protection, trade environment and climate change, the impact of illicit trade, and of course many more such as commodities, which I did not mention, or trading systems and creative economy. So in 2023, subprogram 3 continued its work to promote sustainable and inclusive trade with an emphasis on developing countries. As it increased its focus on addressing climate change from trade perspective and in facilitating the clean energy transition, it observed numerous instances where trade policies were not used effectively to achieve the decarbonization, including in developing countries. Consequently, the subprogram adopted an integrated approach whereby it mobilizes different areas of its work in a coordinated manner to support the clean energy transition in member states. I would like to share two examples. First, the examples of this integrated approach include fostering the role of trade in services to support the energy transition. This was deliberated upon during the 10th session of the multi-year expert meeting on trade in services held in July 2023. The subprogram also encouraged member states to address the objective of the energy transition from the lens of consumer protection through making information accessible, accurate, and reliable to empower sustainable choices towards clean energy. And these issues were discussed in the 7th session of the ANCTAD's Intergovernmental Group of Experts meeting on consumer protection in July 2023. Finally, ongoing research of the subprogram explored opportunities for accelerating South-South trade cooperation, including through the Global System of Trade Preferences, GSTP, in support of the clean energy transition, with an emphasis on trade in sustainable goods and services. The subprogram also undertook research on identifying how developing countries could benefit from the rapidly growing demand for critical minerals in the context of the energy transition. So now I would like to move to the proposed two options for the highlighted results. The first being on the increased use by developing countries of trade policies, including those directed towards cutting emissions and enhancing their adaptation capacity to support the implementation of nationally determined contributions. The performance measure is the number of countries that have increased their capacities to integrate trade policies in their NDCs as a result of ANCTAD support and analysis. You are able to see in the slide the link to the Bridgetown Covenant's corresponding paragraphs. One, of course, on supporting developing countries in their and assist them in the formulation of development policies conducive to achieving sustainable and inclusive development. The support to developing countries to in identifying relevant trade and investment policies that contribute to achieve the climate and environmental goals of the 2030 agenda, and also the promotion from a trade and development perspective of extensive use of renewable and low emission energy sources and technologies that generate a more diverse and sustainable energy mix and facilitate cooperation on technology and identification of finance in this field in collaboration with other agencies. I am happy to provide more details on this goal after I finish the presentation. The second highlighted result is about reinforced consensus on South-South trade cooperation to accelerate energy transition of the developing countries. And the performance measure is about the provision or offer by ANCTAD to renewed research and analysis and advisory services that allow to promote South-South trade cooperation for sustainable development. You are also looking at the link to the Bridgetown Covenant relevant paragraphs that, of course, refer to improved South-South cooperation, to the implementation of competition and consumer protections, to the diversification of economies of developing countries, to the identification of trade and investment policies that contribute to the achievement of the climate environmental goals of the 2030 agenda, and again also to the promotion of extensive use of renewable and low emission energy sources and technologies. I'm also happy to provide some details on how we propose to concretely implement each one of these options. Thank you very much.
I thank